Good morning. So get comfortable on your mat. Take a moment to close your eyes and listen to your breath. In the Yoga Sutras, which is one of the oldest known writings about yoga, yoga is defined as the cessation of the fluctuations of the mind. Our thoughts float around like butterflies, but we gather them up and then we let them go. Let your head drop down and roll from side to side. Coming back to center, bring your hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. And with a nice big inhale, reach your arms up and into the sky. And exhale, let them drift slowly back down. Close your eyes, move with your breath. Now one more time, reach up into the sky. This time as you exhale, fold forward. Let your hands come down onto the mat and then step your feet back as you find your way to downward facing dog. Press heels up and down, give yourself a nice stretch. Let's walk our hands back to our feet as we fold into a forward bend. Now the hands walk forward again, and we're back to downward facing dog. As you inhale, bring your shoulders over your wrists, lay your knees to the mat, kneeling plank. Excuse me, exhale, hips slide into heels, child's pose. Inhale, come forward again, kneeling plank. This time as you exhale, curl your toes under your feet, reach back to downward facing dog. And then keep flowing like that. Each inhale coming to kneeling plank, and then alternating your exhales between child's pose and downward facing dog. Feel your joints awakening, your muscles warming up. The next time this little flow sets you into child's pose, go ahead and lay yourself down there for a moment, remembering that you're always welcome to come to child's pose anytime during this practice. Rest is always a valuable option. And now we curl toes into the floor and step back into downward facing dog. Let's step the right foot forward. Lay your left knee down onto the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, bring your hands to the mat. Step the right foot back. Move forward to kneeling plank again. But this time exhale and lower all the way down. Inhale, roll your shoulders back. Reach the heart forward, cobra. And now hips into heels, child's pose. And toes again into the floor as we step into downward facing dog. And the left foot steps forward. Right knee touches down. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. Step your left foot back. Shoulders move forward, kneeling plank, and we'll lower down. And then rise into cobra. Hips slide back into heels again, child's pose. And we dig our toes down into the mat. This time, let's walk our feet up to meet our hands and rise all the way up with an inhale, sun breath. Exhaling all the way down and flowing with the breath. Let's rise up one more time. We'll bring hands into the heart and let's step all the way to the very front of the mat. Sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. As we exhale, we sink the hips down and back to chair pose. Then let's rise up again, maybe adding a little back bend if that feels nice for you, and dive down. With an inhale, lift up halfway to a flat back. And then set your hands to the mat. Step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle up into the sky. And then hands come back down to the mat. And the left foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And with our exhale, we go back to downward facing dog. Now reach your right leg up and into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Circling the arms up and then touching hands back to the mat. And the left foot steps up to join the right. Inhale all the way up. And slide into chair. And then come back up again. Maybe you'll lean back again. And let's dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And set your hands to the mat and step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reach to the sky. And then hands come down to the mat. And we step the right foot back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And with our exhale, we're back to downward facing dog. Left leg now up and into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And bring your hands back down to the mat again. Step the right foot up to join the left. Inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach for the sky. Another little back bend's yours if you'd like. Now dive down. Come halfway up. And then set your hands on the mat. Let's walk our feet back. And we step into downward facing dog. Take a moment to listen to your breath. To feel your body. So we're ready now to begin our standing flows. Look to your hands and walk or jump your feet forward. And then cross your arms with an inhale. Reach up and open. Exhale, cross the arms and fold down. This time as you cross the arms, sink your hips down, chair pose. And then cross the arms, folding down again. Now take your right hand around your left ankle. Spin your left arm to the sky. Let's take a twist. Now let your twist come back around. Inhale, cross the arms, reach up and open. Exhale, cross the arms down. Crossing the arms, we sink the hips down, chair pose. And cross the arms, folding down. Now take your left hand around your right ankle, right arm to the sky. Take your twist to the other side. Low back, middle back, upper back, neck. Come back around again. Cross your arms up and open. Exhaling down. Again, we sink the hips down, chair pose. And crossing down. Take hands to the mat. This time, walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up and into the sky. Step your right foot forward. Lay your back foot flat down. Warrior one. So that part we just did with the crossing the arms up and down, that will be like a chorus that we'll place between the verses as we come into this verse of Warrior One. Your arms drift behind your back. Link your fingers behind you and push your hands and shoulders back so your heart spreads wide open and maybe reaches toward the sky.
Feel the powerful connection of your feet on the ground, of your legs strong and stable as you now begin to bow forward. To wherever that feels good for you, every pose is yours to customize. Your hands drop down to the mat. We step the left foot up to join the right. Inhale all the way up. Touch your hands overhead and then drop your hands down to your sides. Bring your shoulders up toward your ears. Roll them around to the back and down. Release a little tension in your shoulders. And then sweep your arms up into the air, touching overhead, and then hands come down to the mat. Step your right foot back. Lay your right knee down onto your mat. Shift your hips backwards. Take a slow stretch into your left leg. You may even want to close your eyes so you're really focusing on what it feels like on the inside. If you think about a stream that gets clogged with debris, the water becomes stagnant. But if you can clear away that debris, the water runs free and clear again. In our bodies, our energy can become stagnant. The debris is tension we carry in our muscles. So gently breathe and clear away that debris so your energy can run clean and clear again. Carefully bring yourself forward again. Take hands onto the mat. Curl your right toes under. Pick your right knee up. And let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And take your exhale back to downward facing dog. Now reach your left leg to the sky. Step your left foot forward. Back foot lays flat down. We step into warrior one. Creating that powerful connection between feet and mat. Strong legs as we reach to the sky. And we gather our thoughts like floating butterflies and let them go. Hands reach around behind us. Again, the fingers link together, pushing hands and shoulders back. Make that wide expanse across your heart center. And then bow carefully down. Where does that feel right in your body? Hands come down to the mat. Step your right foot up to meet your left. Inhale all the way up. Touch hands overhead. Drop arms to your sides. Again, shoulders up toward the ears, rounding to the back and down. Going round and round. Clear away the tension that stagnates your energy. No arms up into the sky. And then hands down to the mat. Now step your left foot back. Lay your left knee down, shifting backwards again. Let's take that stretch into the right leg. Maybe you'll close your eyes and take your focus inward. Listen to your breath. Feel your body. Come forward. With hands on the mat, we'll turn the left toes into the floor, pick the left knee up, and then we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling, back to downward facing dog.
Now lift your hands, walk or jump your feet forward. The chorus. Inhale, cross your arms up and open. Exhale, crossing down. This time, cross your arms, but sink your hips down. Chair pose. And crossing down, the right hand takes the left elbow as we reach the left hand to the sky, a twist. Unwind the twist. Inhale, cross your arms up and open. Exhaling down. This time, hips come down, chair pose. Cross the arms down. Left hand grabs the right ankle, twisting to the right. Back around. Cross your arms up and open. And down again. Sink your hips down, chair pose. And crossing down, this time hands to the mat, walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Take your right leg to the sky. Take a very big wide step forward with your right foot. Lay your back foot flat down. Warrior two. The warrior two verse. Really spread yourself wide open. Again, we have that connection with feet to the floor. Strength in the legs. Maintain your legs just as they are as you reach a little bit forward. Turn your right hand over and then reach it across the sky behind you. Reverse warrior. Bend your right arm, lay it across your right thigh, or you can reach all the way to the ground. Left fingers point to the sky as we open into side angle pose. Let's begin a circle with the left arm. Reach around to the back of your mat. Pass by your back leg. When your left hand points to the floor, straighten your right leg. And as you complete the circle, you find triangle pose. Push down into the floor, rise up to stand. Bring hands to your heart and turn your feet around to the long side of your mat. Make fists at your low back. Let's explore back bending. As you push your feet down, let your heart rise up, up, and away. Carefully we rise up. We'll shift hands around to the hips, pouring that back bend down into a forward bend. Let your hands tumble down to the ground, or you can wrap fingers around elbows, whatever feels nice. Now walk your hands around to the front of your mat. Turn your feet so they face the front. Step your right foot back for side plank with the right hand on the mat. So either lay your right knee on the mat, reach your left arm to the sky, or start with straight leg plank pose and just roll it open. Bring that pose back around again. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. and then left leg to the sky. Again, a really wide step forward with your left foot. Back foot lays flat, and we open wide, warrior two. With your feet and legs connected strong, reach forward a little bit. Turn your left hand over, reaching back, reverse warrior. Nice big side bend into the left side of your body. Bend your left arm, lay it across your left thigh, or reach all the way to the floor, side angle pose. Right finger straight into the sky. Looking up to the ceiling, if that's possible. And then the big circle, reach around toward the back. Pass by your back leg, point to the floor. When your right hand points to the front of your mat, straighten your left leg, and you find triangle pose right there at the top. Again, looking up if you can. And then we push down into the floor as we come up to stand. Hands come to the heart, turning our feet around to the long side of the mat, making fists at the low back, revisiting the back bend, rising up, up, and away. Lift back up, hands shift around to the hips. The back bend becomes a forward bend. Pour yourself down. Again, you can let hands dangle or wrap around elbows. Let's walk hands around to the front of the mat. Little turning of the feet again. We step back now to side plank with the left hand on the mat. So either lay your left knee down or start with straight legs. And bring your side plank back around. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. One more chorus. Look to your hands, walk or jump your feet forward. Cross your arms up and open. And cross down again. This time, hips sink down, chair pose. And crossing back down, the right hand grabs the left ankle for a twist to the left. Bring your twist back around, cross your arms all the way up and open. And cross down. Hips come down this time, chair pose. And then crossing down, the left hand grabs the right ankle. One more time, a twist to the right. Come back around. Inhale, cross the arms up and open. Exhale, crossing down. And once again, chair pose. And cross your hands. Take your hands to the mat, walk or jump your feet back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Now we lay our knees to the mat. We slip our hips into our heels and lay ourselves down into child's pose for a rest. yoga is the cessation of the fluctuations of the mind. Gather up your thoughts. Drift about like butterflies. And take a big exhale and let them go. Look to the front of your mat, press your hands down, curl your toes into the floor, lift your hips to the sky. Let's step into downward facing dog. And then walk your feet up to meet your hands. Take a nice easy inhale to come all the way up. And then we bring hands into the heart. Let's step into some balancing now. Step first onto your right foot. First pose today will be tree pose. So when you feel steady here, take your left foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of your right leg. Your hands might be at your heart, or they might branch out. Imagine like a tree. We've just finally had some good rain. Imagine yourself drawing up nutrients, water, from the soil. Today we also have beautiful sunshine. Imagine that sunshine pouring down on you. And then from tree pose, let's float into warrior three. Reach to the sky. Send your left leg behind you. Now you can reach in any direction in warrior three. Find what helps you feel steady and stable. And then hands reach down to the ground, standing splits. Let your head hang into gravity as your foot defies gravity and reaches toward the sky. And then step the left foot down next to the right. Another easy inhale to come all the way up. And hands come to the heart. And before the other side, give your body whatever kind of movement it might crave. And we step down onto the left foot, tree pose. Right foot now, ankle, calf, or thigh. Again, we draw up nutrients. And let the sun shine down upon us. And reaching to the sky, we float into warrior three. Right leg reaches back. Any flying altitude, any kind of wingspan, knowing you can step down and start again whenever you need to. And then hands reach for the ground, standing splits. And the right foot steps down next to the left. Inhale all the way up. And bring hands to the heart. And again, see if your body craves any kind of movement. And then take a nice big inhale, reach up into the sky. Exhale, fold all the way down. As hands come to the mat, walk your feet back. Lay your knees down. Slide hips into heels and return to child's pose. This time we'll add a side bend. Walk your hands way off to the right. And we walk our hands back to the center and then around to the left. Come again to the center. And we dig our toes into the mat, lift our hips to the sky, and step into downward facing dog. So let's move into some nice deep hip opening pigeon pose. You're welcome to take the variation on your back if you prefer it. If you do that, lay on your back and cross your right ankle over your left thigh. If you're taking the prone variation, step your right foot forward, bend the knee, foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right. Lay yourself down and clear away the debris, breath by breath. Your hands back onto the mat again. Curl your left toes into the mat. Pick your left knee up. Send your right leg to the sky behind you. Roll your hip open so your left knee points to the ceiling, and then draw great big circles round and round with your right knee. Loosen up your hip. And then right leg up into the sky. And step your right leg forward as if you're returning to pigeon pose. Foot behind the right hand, or sorry, left hand, knee behind the right. Now hook your right knee inside of, hook your left knee inside of your right knee and sit down between your feet. And we'll take a twist. Lay your right hand behind your back, left arm up to the sky. Cross your left arm over your right thigh and let this twist spiral around to the right, up through the back and spine and into the neck. As the twist comes around, we'll allow it to go a little way around to the other side. And then we'll swing the right foot back, place hands on the mat, step the left foot back. And we're back to downward facing dog. Press your heels up and down a little bit. Take it in. So moving to the other side again, you're welcome to go on your back. It would be left ankle across the right thigh. Or step the left foot forward, lay the foot behind your right hand, knee behind your left, and ease your way into pigeon pose. Clearing away the debris, breath by breath, so that your energy can run clear, clean. Come onto the mat. If you're on your back, we'll meet in downward facing dog. If you're here, curl your right toes under, pick your right knee up, and send your left leg to the sky. And if you're on your back, meet us there. Roll your right hip, or your left hip open by pointing your knee to the sky, and then draw great big circles round and round with your left kneecap. And then left leg reaches up again. And let's step the left foot forward, bending the knee, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. And then we'll hook our right knee inside of our left knee and sit back between our feet. Left hand behind you, right arm to the sky. Cross your right arm over your left thigh and take a twist to the left. Rising up, up, up in an upward spiral. Let it come back around and allow it to go to the other side a little bit. And then swing your left foot back, hands to the mat, step your right foot back. And in this last downward facing dog, press your heels up and down a few times. Lay your knees to the mat now. Crisscross your ankles, slip right over tops of your feet. And let's extend our legs straight out in front of us now for a forward bend. Take an inhale as you reach up into the sky and lengthen. Exhale, fold forward. Close your eyes. Listen to your breath. Feel your body. Walk our hands up our legs and set our hands to the floor behind our hips. Roll your shoulders back and let your heart reach up toward the sky. You can stay here or you can also lift your hips right up off the ground. Your hips are lifted, lay them back down. Grab the backs of your legs. Let's roll down onto our backs. Lay yourself gently down. Take a little rock side to side as you settle in. Now line your knees up directly above your hips. Spread your arms wide on the floor and then lift your shins parallel to the ground. Draw your belly in and using that abdominal strength, lower your knees halfway to the right. And then a little tug with that belly strength brings the knees back to center and then halfway to the left. And then continue slowly going side to side. You can keep your knees bent or you can straighten your legs if you like. Customize it to your own body. Go one more time to the right. And then once again to the left. And then hug your knees. Take your hands on your knees. Draw circles round and round. And go around the other way. Take your hands behind your right leg. Stretch your left leg out onto the ground. Draw your right leg in toward you. And take your left hand on your left hip bone, right hand inside of your right leg. Let your right leg open out to the side.
bring your right leg back up. And bring your left knee in. Switching, take hands behind the left leg. Right leg lays down onto the ground. Straighten your left leg, draw it in toward you. And then the right hand on the right hip bone, left hand inside of the left leg. As you let your left leg open out to the side, the right hand reminding you to keep your hips onto the mat. Bring the left foot leg back up, right knee comes to join, hands on your knees, circle round and round. And then around the other way. And slide your hands up your shins, grab the outsides of your feet, bring them up like they walked across the ceiling, your knees pointing out to your sides. You can rock side to side a little. Hands slide down to your inner thighs as you open your legs into a great big V. And bend your knees. Take your hands on your knees, bring them back together, and one more time, circle round and round. And then the other way. Now as you come back to center, choose your inversion for today. You might choose to lay on your back, reaching your legs to the sky. Push your feet into the floor, lift your hips up, bridge pose. Lift your hips and legs up above you, hands supporting you, shoulder stand. Whatever inversion feels comfortable for you today, find your way there. Listen to your breath. Feel your body. Now, carefully, gently, begin to lay your body back down onto the mat. And when you've come all the way down, reach around, hug your knees, rock yourself side to side. Now set your feet onto the floor. Slip your hands under your hips. Fish pose. Stretch your legs out straight. Sit on your fingertips. Tuck elbows now under your back so you're propped up on your forearms. Lay your head back and let your heart reach up toward the sky. And then the head lifts first. And we lay the fish pose softly down. Now hands come out from underneath us. Instead, we'll reach them to the floor behind our head. Place your fingers together, turn your palms around. Give yourself an amazing big stretch here. Let's reach down now, gather up the right knee. We'll cross the right knee all the way over our body to the left while we turn our head to the right. Soften your hips. Smooth out your forehead, loosen your jaw. And let everything about this twist relax a little more. Release your left hand. Let the twist roll you back over and lay you down. Take a moment to straighten your body out on your mat. And then once again, extend the arms and legs into an amazing big stretch. And reach down for your left knee. Cross your left knee over to the right. Turn your head to the left. And let everything relax as you wring out the last bits of tension. So your energy will run clear and clean. Now as the right hand slips away, that last twist will roll back over and set you tenderly on the mat. Straighten out a little bit again if you need to. And this time lay yourself down for our final relaxation. Surrender the weight of your body to the floor. Close your eyes. Inhale and gather your thoughts like butterflies. And exhale, let them go. And as you further relax your body and mind, let your exhalations become longer and deeper until the exhalation becomes twice the inhalation. Yoga is the cessation of the fluctuations of the mind. Gather up your thoughts like butterflies that drift by. And in that nice, long, deep exhale, let them go. Now take a very deep breath in. Nice, long, slow exhale out. Give yourself a moment now to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. When you're ready, roll softly onto your right side. Rest your head on your arm for a couple of breaths. And then we meet together back where we began. Find your way back to that comfortable seated position with an offer of gratitude for your yoga practice today. And once more, our head drops down and rolls from side to side. Now we come back to center. Our arms circle up and into the sky. Hands connect above us. Come first to our forehead for peaceful thoughts today. To our lips for peaceful words. And to our heart for a peaceful heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have a great weekend. I recorded that class, so that'll be up on the internet later today, iTunes and my website.